This is an IELTS Energy bonus. New You Challenge in 2022 for IELTS and life.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
This is an IELTS Energy Bonus, New You Challenge in 2022 for IELTS and life. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Almost Happy New Year. Do you have any resolutions?
No, I'm not making resolutions this year. I think I talked to you about this, how my resolution is to not make resolutions because then I don't keep them and I feel bad about myself, but I probably will end up. There's always the resolution to eat healthier and exercise more, even if I don't make it official. It's just like always there. It's always there.
Oh, for sure. Like that's an always resolution. Yeah.
What about you? What are your New Year's resolutions?
So there's like, I don't often make resolutions either. I spend too much time thinking about how to improve myself and how to be the best me I could be, I guess.
No need for resolutions. It's a constant thing for you.
It's a constant battle. Or my friends and I call it, well, everybody calls it doing the work, right? We're always doing the work and it can be hard to do the work and become your best self. But of course, that's why we're here. We're humans. That is our task in life to figure that out.
I don't do the work. I'm really terrible about it. Like I don't really assess and reevaluate and like try to do better. I just am kind of in a constant state of like, I'm doing all right. I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you are doing all right and that's right. Fine too.
It's gotta be okay.
Right. We can't like always be looking for stuff to fix. Totally. But anyway, guys, we are here to encourage you to also do the work, to be the best you in 2022. So it is about your IELTS score, but as we've said before, your IELTS score is connected to the rest of your life as well. What you're doing now, what you'll do in the future, how you're preparing. Guys, these are all enormous tasks to undertake, and you have to have a plan. With any goal we have, we need like a daily plan. I need something to tell me what to do. Like, I always buy workbooks or, an app or whatever for something I'm working on. Like right now I have, a self-confidence workbook that I'm doing every morning. Awesome. With my gratitude journal. I'm just a big fan of workbooks.
I actually kind of love a good workbook too, but that's so smart because it makes it so much more manageable. When you have daily tasks, you have a little bit small steps you do that breaks it down, makes it so that you're going to do something every day. You're going to see progress every day. Otherwise, you give up and don't get anything done.
Right. And that is the key, guys. Small things you can do every day. So we made an amazing New Year's course called New You in 2022. And guys, it is just 30 minutes or less every day, and it has all four skills of English. In that 30 minutes, you will improve your English in a very real way and set yourself up for healthier habits throughout the rest of the year. I am such a huge fan of this course, you guys. So we're going to talk about two idiomatic phrases you can use on IELTS when talking about your positive mindset, but I want to encourage you to sign up. We will tell you when the course is on sale. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2022. This 5-day challenge is not to be missed, okay? And it's only available for these 5 days. You can't get it in February. You can't get it in July. It is a new year challenge. Okay. What is the first phrase students can use to describe a positive mindset?
Yes, to be a glass half full person, right? Everyone wants that positive outlook, that positive mindset. It's actually really difficult to be around someone who's very negative all the time.
Oh, gosh.
And we want to be around someone whose glass is half full. So this is, we talk about if you have a half full glass of water, some people will look at it and say it's half empty because they sort of have that negative mindset. And others will look at it and say, oh, my glass is half full. You want to be that person that sees things positively, a glass half full person.
Yeah, totally. So, maybe that idiom is familiar to some of you guys, right? Either the glass is half empty or the glass is half full. But what I love about this phrase today is it's really playing with that idiom in a native personal way. So if on the exam you're asked to describe another person who's positive or yourself or maybe a part two story about a problem and how you stayed positive, you could just be like, yeah, my mom is a glass half full person. I'm a glass half full person. So it's really like playing with the idiom in a fun way. So lots of ways you could use that to describe people on the test. What is the second idiom?
Yes. So this we say, when one door closes, another opens. So we always use this to talk about if something kind of bad, kind of negative has happened, a trial or a difficulty we're going through, we think of that like a door closing, right? An opportunity has gone away or something negative is happening. So when you have this positive outlook, you see that as, oh, but other opportunities are going to come, right? One of these has closed off, but other good things will happen. So we say, when one door closes, another opens.
This would be an awesome introduction to a part two story describing a problem. I think there are quite a few part two cue cards that like describe a time you had a problem while traveling, describe a mistake you made that you learned from, or, you know, whatever. Describe a time a friend lied to you. Like there's some negative part two cue cards out there. So this would be a great introduction to that. But anytime in speaking part one, if you're describing something that's difficult, right? Maybe like you don't like your job or you lost your job or you didn't get into the university you wanted. This is only available in hindsight, as they say. So this is only obvious when you can look back. Telling stories from the past, we can always say how something positive came out of something negative. So anyway, great idiom for describing that.
Yes, exactly. These are so good. And you're going to use them in conversations with your friends, or you certainly could, because this is stuff we talk about. We talk about trying to keep a positive attitude. And if someone's going through something difficult, we use these to keep, you know, people positive, to say like, you know, hang in there. It's going to be okay. When one door closes, another one opens. So write these in your vocabulary notebook. Plan on using them on the IELTS exam. And like you said, Jessica, IELTS is not the end. You're improving your English for going forward, becoming a new you in 2022. You want to be able to use these in conversations in your life after IELTS.
Yeah, totally, guys. And you know, guys, how important it is to stay motivated and positive while you're preparing for IELTS. So we do hope that you take advantage of this amazing challenge. Remember, you will be the first to know when this promo is available. So sign up, get your name on that insider list, allearsenglish.com/new2022. And I'll just give you like a little insider peek. Every day of this 5-day challenge, you will be doing something you can talk about on the IELTS exam. Discovering your strengths and weaknesses, setting future goals, creating a healthy habit of cooking. Like, there's, it's amazing how much is in these 5 days, guys. So definitely get your name on that list and we'll see you in that challenge. It's going to be so fun.
Nice. That's such a good point. This is going to be great material for your IELTS speaking answers. So another reason to sign up.
Totally. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for chatting with me today on this bonus episode.
Yeah, thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.